We're learning about blessings. Today we have a deep learning. I could actually do this so simple and just give you the conclusion, but I think it's interesting at least once in a lifetime to sit and see how complex this can get. Not because we want to get complicated or no, because we want to understand how the Torah is actually expressed. How the
in this particular case we're learning for non-Jews, but how the Jews think about, I don't mean every single Jew, how the rabbis, like the sages, think about a specific subject.
And I think the beauty of what we're going to learn, even though it's difficult, I do know that, but the beauty is to see how a great sage, in this case is the Alter Rebbe, he brings different opinions, and then he says, look, in a practical sense, this is what you should do. In this way, you're not going to get into trouble. This opinion says you should do this. That opinion says you should do that. So what do I do now? I'll give you a good advice, and you'll be safe, and you'll do what you have to do according to all opinions. Basically, that's what that rabbi is going to do. But in order to go into that, we're in the second chapter of the small book we're learning, Seder Bichas Anenim, the order of the blessings for benefit of the world. We're in the second chapter. We're going to start reading in law number 7. The truth is, almost, not really, but almost up to the end, which is quite a lot of text, it's like one big thing, but we're not going to do everything together because it's going to be just too complicated. So at least we'll try to learn 3 laws, 7, 8, and 9. And let's see how this goes on time. But a very important summary, just a very short summary of what we learned. In chapter 2, we're learning about something called mazon. Mazon means, in a very simple translation, something that fills your belly. That's what it means, something that fills your belly. And in ancient times, that meant bread. That's what it means, bread. I can fill my belly with vegetables. Yeah, very nice, but that's not the normal thing. People fill their bellies with bread because that's what people used to eat. So we want to know what bread means. The definition of bread is water and flour. That's it, nothing else. You want to put a little bit of salt. Okay, that's your problem, you like salt. But bread is water and flour. Very nice. Furthermore, let's get it more detailed. It means something that you actually prepare a dough, a hard dough that you actually work with your hands, and then you put it in an oven, and you get bread, what people call bread, and then you eat it and enjoy whatever. So for Jews, you have to say a bracha, a blessing before eating, which is called a moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Zakat brings bread, takes out bread from the earth. After eating, for Jews, you have to say birchas hamazon, 4 blessings of the blessings after the food. For non-Jews, it should be first you say a moitzi, that God takes out bread from the earth, and then you can just say boidem nefashios rabbis, that God creates all kinds of souls and the necessities and so on. That's for non-Jews. We're fine with that. Then the Alter Rebbe went a little bit deeper, and he explained to us that there are other kinds of things called bread. In Aramaic, he brought lachmanios, truknin, whether the dough is softer, not so soft, a little bit soft, liquidy, all kinds of different ideas regarding, is this called bread? Is it not called bread? What do we do with these things? So he explained, basically, very basically, that if it looks like bread, and if you use it as bread, that means to fill your belly, not to accompany something else, and it's the main thing. Okay, so basically, whether you should do body minimum, you know, is that God creates, you should do this blessing, that God creates all kinds of sustenance and so on, or hamoitzi. Okay, so that's previous class. Today, we're going to learn something completely different. That is, the truth is, it's not completely, because that's why it's in this chapter, because it's bread also, something people call bread, but it's a different type of bread. In Aramaic, in the Talmud, this is called pasaba bekisanin, which means, pas in Hebrew means bread. That's the translation, bread. Haba, that comes with packets. That's what it says. Bread with pockets. What do you mean bread with pockets? Are you not? No. I mean bread that inside of it has something. Oh, really? Yeah. It could be something sweet. in which case it would have like the category of cookies that you only eat because this is nice. This is, but you wouldn't do a meal with cookies. What do you mean, meal with cookies? No, bring me a piece of chicken, bring me a piece of bread. No, I don't make a meal with cookies. But this is Pasabas Vikisanin. And another definition, what could it have inside? Say cheese. Oh, so this is actually a meal. Or chicken. Oh, yeah, this is actually a meal. And it's interesting, in Argentina, we call this specific thing, which is dough, and inside of it usually has meat or chicken. We call it empanada. That's what it's called, empanada. Pan, in Spanish, means bread. Pan, bread. Okay, so empanada means like a bready thing, something with bread. That's what it means. Interestingly, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Code of Jewish Law, which was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo in Tzfas, in the north of Eretz Israel, year 1520s and something like that, he brings exactly the same word, empanada. He says exactly the same. He was a descendant of Spanish Jews that were kicked out of Spain and so on, 1492. And he brings, if you're going to eat empanada, he says just the same word. And today we use the same exact same word. Interesting. And there are quite a few words that we find like this in the Talmud, in the commentaries, that today we use them in Spanish, regular Spanish. Okay, so this is Pasabas Vikisanin. So this is what we're going to learn now. Is this called bread or not? How do you eat it? What does it have inside? What's the mixture of the dough made of? Let's go. 7. This thing called Pasabas Vikisanin, what does that mean? There are those who explain that this is a dough that was actually prepared with milk or with cream. So imagine, flour with milk. You don't put water. Forget about the water. Just milk, like natural milk. Or dvash. Dvash is honey. Honey or oil or wine, whatever. Something else. You don't put water over there. Something else. Of course, it has like a sweet taste, like a different taste, not regular bread. This is not regular bread. Or any other type of fruit liquid, fruit juice, apple, whatever. Or prepared with eggs, with the liquid, like the white part of the egg, not the yellow part, the white part or transparent part, whatever, of the egg. And some grease, some fat, something else, not water, something else. Because this is why. Why do you prepare such a weird bread? Because this kind of bread is not done to fix a meal on this, because most of the people just eat a little bit of this. Like, bring me something tasty to eat, and you eat a little bit, and that's it. You don't make a meal out of this. Nobody fixes a seuda, a meal, on this. Rather, usually normal people fix a seuda, a meal, on bread prepared with water only. And if you're going to mix both, that means water and, let's suppose, just one example of all of this, you're going to put milk. So you're going to put water and milk. I know, parentheses, not in the text, I know that milk has water also. Yeah, I know that. But the truth is that when you take out the milk out of the cow, this is called, in halacha, in law, milk. It's not called water. Milk. And water is something else. Water is like regular water. So if you're going to mix milk or any other thing with the water and then put flour, what is this called? So it brings very simple law. You go after the majority, the major component over there. So if you have more water than apple juice, for instance, so that's called bread. Forget it. Yeah, I know. It tastes a little bit sweet. I don't care. This is called bread. Flour and water. And if you're going to put more apple juice than water, that I know that apple juice also has water. Yeah, you're right. But this is apple juice, not water. So if you put more apple juice than water, this is not called bread. Flour plus apple juice and maybe a little bit of water, whatever. If there's more of the other liquid than the water, this is not called bread. Forget it. Halachically speaking, according to law, to Jewish law, just as we mentioned in previous classes, like rice bread, very nice. People call it rice bread. be happy with it, eat anything you want. I don't care. It halachically, it's not called bread. I'm sorry. But people call it bread. I don't care what people do. This is not called bread. This is not, doesn't fit the definition of bread. Okay, so let's move on. This is one example of what means pas abavi kisanin, this bread with pockets. Example number one. Also, another example, if you have a dough, which is like regular dough made out of water with flour, and you mixed in this dough lots of species. Could be salty, could be sugar, I don't know. And to the point that people don't fix a seuda, a meal, on this kind of thing, because it has a lot of too much, too salty, too tasty, too sweet, or whatever the case is. So this is another example of what means pasababe kisanin, this bread with pockets. Why is it called in these particular two cases? With pockets, I have no idea. That's what it's called, whatever, pockets. I don't know, kisanin. Maybe because people, and the Alter Rebbe actually alluded to it in the Hebrew original, people chew it. In Hebrew, you say koises. Koises means to chew something. So pasa babe kisanin, this bread that is chewable, something like that, people chew it, like saying people are not really eating this. They don't really eat this. Nah. You chew a little bit, bring me 2 or 3 cookies, and that's it. I'm not going to make a meal out of this. This is explanation number one. Either it's prepared with more liquid than water, some other liquid than water, or it's too tasty. Let's call it like that. Too tasty. Okay, because it has species. It has species. Point. That. There are those who argue with this and give a different definition. No. Pasababi kisan is something else. And they say that we do say hamoitzi, that God brings out bread of the earth, and the four blessings, birchas hamazon, the blessings after the food for Jews, and bodi nefasha is that God creates souls and so on for non-Jews, on this that we mentioned before. Because this thing that we mentioned before, it's not like what we defined in the previous class, lachmanios and truchnin, which the dough is very soft or even liquidy. It's really different. Over here, the dough is something like really real dough. You can work it with your hands. It's just that it's too tasty because I put a lot of, I don't know, some kind of species, whatever. A lot of, I don't even know the names of species. So that's how much I work in the kitchen. But this is something else. This is a real dough, and the other ones that you said, mezoines, lachmanios and truchnin, that we defined in the previous class, most of the people don't fix a meal on this either. On those. That's why on those you say mezoines, that God creates all kinds of sustenance. But on these ones, hey, people do fix meals on these things that we defined before, with other liquids or with a lot of spices. In the case of lachmanios and truchnin, since the dough is so soft, it doesn't feel the heart, the belly. It doesn't really feel your belly because the dough is too soft. But what we defined before as pasababe kisanin, these weird kinds of bread, they do feel your belly. And I'm sorry, this what is pasababe kisanin? Sorry, I translated it wrong. What is pasababe kisanin? It's not what we just defined. It's something else. What is it? It's complete bread, real bread, flour and water, but it has like a pocket. That's why it's called kisanin. So again, in the first explanation, kisanin means is because koises, you chew it. In the second explanation, kisanin is because it has a kiss. Kiss means a pocket, like a little bag. Something like that. In Spanish, it's called empanada, really, really. Like a little bag with something inside. And you fill it before baking it with sweet things like honey or sugar, or you put almonds and nuts and all the kinds of things, or any other kind of fruit That's one option, like a sweet thing. Or another option, you pull it, you put lots of species inside of it, like salty things. And the main thing over there is the filling, not the bread and around the filling. Main thing is the filling, like what's inside this bread. That's why it's called kisani. It's like a little bag, a little packet, and you put something you like inside, and you want to eat what's inside. That's the main thing. You can't like hold it in your hand, like sugar in the oven becomes like a whole thing, caramel, I don't know what it's called, and you can't hold it with your hand, so you put a little bit of bread on around it, and then you hold the bread and you eat the sugar. But you want to eat the sugar, you don't want to eat the bread. That's what is defined over here as pas haba bekisani. The main thing is not of this new type of bread, the main reason why you do it is not to fill your belly. Leasvia, like to be satisfied. No, you just want to have pleasure on eating this. You want the sugar, you want the etc. And the dough around it is just like a secondary thing. And we will learn, not today, much later, we will learn that when you have something that is called ikar, the main thing, and then it comes with something tuffle, secondary, you just make the blessing for the main thing and you don't make the blessing for the secondary thing. Because you wouldn't eat the secondary thing by itself. So the same thing is going on over here. You have a piece of dough that is surrounding some piece of fruit or whatever. So the main thing is the fruit. So you don't make the blessing for the dough. You don't care about the dough. And the proper thing would have been actually to make a blessing on the filling, what's inside this dough, and not make a blessing for the dough. But since the dough is made out of the five grains and it's an important thing by itself, therefore it's called mazan. It's called something that it fills your belly. And you can't, halachically, we're talking about laws over here, Jewish law, you can't make it a secondary thing. Once it has grain, grounded, flour, oven, oops, wait a second, you can't say this is secondary. No way. Having said that, there are cases in which is secondary, but whatever. In this part of the text, it's not. So, therefore, the blessing you say for this is by the mina mezainis, that God creates all kinds of sustenances. And then this blessing that I explained that Bnei Noach should not say, ala michia, whatever, it's just like birchas amazon, like the blessing after the food. So you should say, boy nefashes rabbis. But you don't say a moitzi. You don't say that God brings out bread. What do you mean? This is not bread. And you don't say either birchas amazin, the blessing after the food, like with the four blessings and so on, until you eat what the measurement that would be a real meal. Which the truth is, we're talking about so much bread that I don't know who eats this, but whatever. You're thinking about like 1 kilogram of flour made of bread. It's like, wow, too much. Nobody eats this. It's too much. Okay, but the Alter Rebbe continues. And basically, you should know that this thing, it's called homentation. That's the classical name. This dough that people put inside of it, poppy seeds, and you do of this in Purim. It's a custom to do in Purim in these countries, whatever, in Poland, in Europe, and so on. The people do this to eat, actually, and to fill the belly, not to have pleasure out of eating something sweet. So you should know that that food that people make in Purim for the festival of Purim, whatever, that's not inside pas haba bekisani. Don't make a mistake. That's real bread. You put poppy seeds. Very nice, but that's bread. And why do you eat this? To fill your belly. So that's called bread. You should make a moitzi and so on. Not to be confused, regular, usual, what you can get in any Jewish bakery for Purim, homentation, are mezainos. It's not what the Alter Rebbe is talking about. Even though the Alter Rebbe is writing this, today the custom is not to make this thing that the Alter Rebbe is talking about for Purim. We don't do this. What people do is to make some kind of dough, very sweet, like a lot of sugar, very sweet, and they put something's chocolate, something's poppy seed, something else, and people eat it for Purim. You eat 2-3 and that's it. You can't eat anymore because it's like too sweet, too much. Yeah, too much sweet. That's what usually is called homentation. So, what did we do in number 7? We defined two opinions on what's pas habavi kisanin. What is this thing, this weird bread that has pockets? Definition number 1, now it doesn't have any pocket, you just chew it. It doesn't have anything inside, it's just a piece of bread. But it's prepared with a weird mixture over here. There's a mixture of other liquids and most other liquids than water. So it's a weird thing. Second definition, no, it's regular bread, but has something inside. It's not just bread, has something inside. And the Alter Rebbe only mentioned over here, sweet things inside. He mentioned over there, tablin, like species. Usually they're not sweet. But basically, we're talking about something that has something sweet inside. A piece of bread with something sweet inside. Apple or whatever. Okay, that's number 7. Okay, it's number 8. In which case does apply all that I mentioned before? When the filling inside is sweet or something made of fruits that people eat it to have pleasure, like a tasty food to eat. That's it. Not really because you wanna fill your belly and you're hungry. No, you don't eat this because you're hungry. If you're hungry, you eat something else. This you eat because you like food. That's it. And not, again, to fill your belly. And also, most of the people would not eat a regular meal with this kind of bread. Imagine somebody serves you chicken. That's your meal, chicken. Okay, today we're gonna eat chicken, very nice. And instead of bringing you regular bread, they bring you this bread that we've defined before. This bread that is like sweetie and has a piece of apple inside. And you say, wait a second, I'm eating chicken over here and you bring me apples, it doesn't really fit. What are you doing? Bring me regular bread and then I'll eat the cookies later. This is what the other thing over here, exactly this case. So people usually do not accompany a regular meal, bread, chicken or something else, with this kind of bread. Nah, it's not normal, not normal. However, if the filling inside is done of meat or fish or cheese, not altogether, it's giving different examples of things that could be called a regular meal. Ah, now I'm eating a piece of bread with cheese. Hey, today we call it pizza. Yeah, right. That this is something that actually you accompany the bread with. Bread with meat, bread with fish, bread with cheese. Yeah, that's a regular meal. Or even if you're talking about some vegetables, that vegetables usually do not fill your belly, but you do eat vegetables with bread, it's a normal thing to do. Or any other kinds of things that do go with the bread, and it's a normal thing to eat to fill your belly. Now I'm hungry. What do we have to eat today, Mom? Today we eat vegetables with bread. Okay, that's a good meal. So then, don't come to me and say that this filling, so you have a piece of bread, and then you have inside of it, let's suppose, cheese. Let's suppose, meat. So this thing, don't come to me and say, yeah, the meat is the main thing, and the bread, forget it. No, this is called real bread. Lechem gomur, real bread. And you do say a moitzi for this thing, because that's a meal. You're eating a meal. The bread has this shape or that shape, has cheese inside, doesn't have cheese inside. What are you talking about? This is bread, and this is a meal. People eat this as a regular meal. So again, in the words of Alter Rebbe, don't say that the filling takes out this flour plus water from the law of bread. This is called bread. Even if your main intention, why you're eating this bread, is because of the feeling. Like, you want to eat meat, but you can't hold the meat with your hand. It's like disgusting. So you put a piece of bread on top of it, around it, and you hold the bread and you eat the meat. Why are you eating this? Because I want to eat meat, not the bread. Yeah, but still, this is called bread. Still, this is called bread. Why? Because this is to fill your belly. Why are you eating now? To have pleasure on a piece of meat? No, wait a second. Pleasure is something sweet, sugar, or with spices, as the Alter Rebbe said before, that you eat like to have something tasty in your mouth. And you can eat just a certain amount, and then you get tired of this. It's too much sweet, too much salty, or too much whatever. Spicy, etc. But this thing that we're defining in paragraph 8, Ches, he's talking about a meal. Yeah, I'm eating meat with bread, which is called in Spanish empanada. This is what I'm eating. Yes, sure. It's a regular meal. And the main, even if the main intention is for what is inside of it. And the bread is just like a secondary thing to that. Even so, you have to make a moitzi, and because a mazon for Jews, or by the fascists for non-Jews, and so on. This is called a moitzi. Parenthesis, what do people do nowadays when they want to do empanadas, and lazy people don't want to make the blessing a moitzi because you have to wash your hands, not for non-Jews, but for Jews. You have to wash your hands, and then they say, for the brachas, I don't have time for that. What do people do? They make the dough of this empanada with liquids, like apple juice, not with water. So there you mix, basically, the two explanations that Alter Rebbe brought. You say that the mixture of the dough is made of flour plus apple juice, for instance, or orange juice, whatever, apple juice, and then you put meat inside of it. So it's called Pasa Babi Kisan Nekorola opinions. The first opinion said in number 7, we explained before, what is this Pasa Babi Kisan? It's some kind of bread with other liquids than water. And the second explanation is, no, it's a bread with a packet, with something inside. So when you have a piece of bread done, made with other liquids, plus inside has something, so it's according to all opinions, Pasa Babi Kisan, this thing that we're trying to define. So people usually eat empanadas in that way. So you have like a covering of bread, usually very thin covering. And then you put inside of it something, cheese, and meat, or whatever. That's called empanada. Usually people say mezainos for that. Now, 9, very important. After learning 7 and 8, again, very important, 2 explanations of what's a Pasa Babi Kisanin. Either it's just bread, but the mixture is weird, with apple juice, for instance, or more apple juice than water. And second explanation, no, it's regular bread, but inside of it has blah, 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 either sweet or salty. Test number 9. What's the halacha? What do we do with this? You should know, halacha is like this. The law is like this. In a dough prepared with milk or anything else, like for instance apple juice or whatever, all of the liquids or liquid of fruit juice, except for water. If you prepare it just with water, forget it. That's bread. That's it. That's the beginning of chapter 2, and we have nothing more to say about that. But if it's a dough prepared with something else, being the majority, etc., the law is that you can rely on the first opinion. You can rely on the first opinion. What's the Alter Rebbe saying? Okay, wait a second. You have a piece of bread, and this piece of bread was prepared with apple juice. That's it. That's mezainos. You can rely on the first opinion. You don't need to do anything else. Having said that, some people do not rely on the first opinion, and we will see why in a few minutes. But some people say that there's no such a thing as mezainos bread. Just forget it. There's no such a thing. Some people do say that. But okay, let's go to Alter Rebbe. If you have a dough, again, if you have a dough that is prepared with
root juice, let's say apple juice and flour and a little bit of water. And of course, you could put salt, you can put a little bit of oil or whatever you prepare, however you prepare it. But the main thing is flour and apple juice.
Then you can rely on the first opinion and say mezoines for that, that God creates all kinds of sustenance. Why? So it brings a very huge, important law in Torah in general. In Hebrew, bedivrei seifrim alecha harameikal. In anything that is rabbinical, you can be lenient. If you have an argument between our sages what to do exactly, follow the lenient opinion. Why? Because we're dealing with something from the rabbis. So we don't need to be so strict. Not because what the rabbis say is not important, but because from the perspective of the Torah, anything you do, it's okay. Because it's the rabbis that say that you should do this and that. So if you have an argument between the rabbis, you can follow the lenient opinion. You're going to be fine. According to the Torah, for sure you're going to be fine. So you don't need to be so strict. However, the Rebbe didn't finish. However, a bal nefesh. Nobody ever explained to me what this means. Bal nefesh literally means something. Somebody very careful with his soul. Like a tzaddik or some kind of special person would be strict. But you see what he did? We didn't finish, but we see already you can see what he did. First of all, you can rely on the first opinion. Don't worry. It's fine. Same as Zaynus and move on. However, you really want to be careful with Torah, mitzvahs. So you should be strict on yourself and not eat this kind of bread. We're talking about the first opinion. The one made with apple juice, for instance, and flour. You should not eat this bread except if you're going to wash your hands. This doesn't apply for non-Jews. And then say a moitzi. This does apply for non-Jews. And afterwards, you're going to have to say b'chos hamazon and so on. That this doesn't apply for non-Jews and so on, as we explained. Only, if you're talking about a bread that was prepared with honey, so see the difference. One thing is a bread prepared with milk. Milk is pretty much like water, but it has a weird, kind of, so to speak, a weird taste. It's a bread with a weird taste, but it's basically water. But honey? No, this is not like water. It's flour and honey. It's like a really different taste. Completely different. Like you wouldn't eat chicken with this kind of bread. It's a weird bread. In that case, you can be lenient. If you have flour with, a little bit of flour and basically just honey. So we're talking about a very strange kind of bread. That most of the thing is honey. And you put some flour in order to keep it, together, because otherwise it just melts. And you put it in the oven, and you got some kind of bread. I don't know what kind of bread this is. So then you can be lenient, because this is really a weird bread. But with milk, again, you could be lenient, but if you're careful, you should be strict. And again, the main reason why you eat this thing made of honey is to have pleasure of the sweetness of the thing. You're basically eating honey with a little bit of flour. Like the custom in these countries, people call this leikach. Leikach. It's like some kind of cake. Leikach is some kind of cake made of honey. That the truth is that the regular leikach people eat tastes like honey, and it doesn't have a little bit of flour. It has like flour. It's a cake. If you look at it, it's just cake. You eat it, has taste of honey. And the reason why you actually make boiremin and mezoinois, that God creates all kinds of sustenance, is because actually the flour is the main thing. Because after all, it's going to fill your belly. Yeah, it's cake, but it has flour. And also, the flour is allowing the whole mixture to be eaten. You couldn't eat honey just like that. I mean, you can take the honey pot and they start eating the honey. But that's not what the guy wants. The guy wants a piece of bread, some kind of cake, some kind of like that. So you want a cake with the taste of honey, you're going to have to put some flour. There's no other way. Okay? Let's move on. 10. All kinds of breads that we defined before, that means lachmanios, that in truknin, that we're discussing what kind of, what's the thickness of the mixture. It's usually very soft and sometimes even liquidy. And then he mentioned pasababe kisanim, this bread that has packets or the people chew it and so on. All these kinds of bread defined before, that the blessing for these breads is by the mina mezoinois, that people eat it, God creates all kinds of sustenance if they come to the table, like people are eating. If they come to the table inside the meal, not because of the meal, that means not to eat, to be eaten to fill your belly and satisfy yourself, rather as a pleasurable thing, or at the end of the meal, like to clean your mouth or something like that. So imagine, you invite somebody to eat in your house and you offer the chicken and the whatever, drinks and everything. Okay, we finished the meal. Let's bring some cake and coffee. Oh, very good. Cake and coffee. This is the cake you're talking about. You're not eating cake because you're hungry. What do you mean hungry? I just ate a whole meal. I'm not hungry, but it's nice. Yeah, cake, a cookie. Very good. Bring it. This is what it's talking about. So you eat this because of pleasure. Or, I don't know exactly how this works. Today, we brush our teeth and that's it. But in those days, they didn't do this. So they used to wash their mouths with some fruits. That's what they did, actually. So you're bringing this kind of bread that has some fruits inside or something like that to wash your mouth and just to let the food move on in the stomach, into the stomach. So then, again, you're inside of a meal. So you're already made hamoitzi on some kind of bread. And you're eating your meal with chicken, with everything, and everything is fine. And somebody brought the cake. Should you make a blessing on this cake or not? That's the question. Because I already made hamoitzi. And hamoitzi, usually, that God brings out bread from the earth, that covers anything you eat. The chicken, the vegetables, and the coke, and the blah, blah, blah. Except for the wine, that you have to make the blessing for the wine. We're going to learn this in a different class. But usually, anything you eat is covered. The question is, they brought the cake. Should I make a blessing for the cake or not? So he says, yes, you have to make a blessing for this cake. Because this cake is not exemptuated from a blessing with the blessing of the bread that you ate at the beginning of your meal. No, you have to make a blessing, boile mine mezainus on this. In other words, this is not part of the meal. No, this is something else. Meal is to fill your belly. This you don't need to fill your belly. You're already full. However, you should not make a blessing after this, let's call it cake. No, because the blessing that you're going to eat, make after the food, like when you really finish saying, okay, bye-bye, see you tomorrow, that blessing is going to cover also the cake that you ate at the end of the meal. Except for bread prepared with milk, like the first case he brought in number 9, this bread prepared with milk, that you should not make a blessing by the minimum zoinois inside the meal or at the end of it at all. Because there are those who say that this bread is actually a moitzi. So it's just making clear, if you're having some kind of bread that is could be called by some authorities a moitzi, so forget it, that's covered with the moitzi you made at the beginning of the meal. That's what it says. And if you have a doubt whether this bread is called a moitzi or not, then you should, again, go for the lenient opinion and not make another blessing, because there are those who say that this is real bread. Of course, you would not eat this bread together with chicken, because at least Jews can't mix milk with meat. But suppose you're eating some other kind of milky thing, and then you bring this milky bread. But if you're eating these breads within the meal, and you're eating these breads in order to fill your belly, even if you're talking about some these breads defined in number 8 that are full with some fruits or something else, then you have to make a blessing even on the fruit, because they're important. It sounds weird, so I was translating wrong one word. You should not make a blessing on the fruit, because the fruit is secondary to the bread, so to speak, that covers it, and that's already covered with the blessing you said at the beginning of the meal. So what did he say in the last piece of the last law? He mentioned that some breads that have fruits inside, some opinions do say that it's real bread, and you have to make a moitzi, because the bread is the main thing. So if you're eating this within a meal, you already made the moitzi before, when you started the meal, so you should not make another moitzi here, or another blessing, that's it, forget it. It's already covered with the previous blessing that you made at the beginning of the meal. In the most of the cases that I can think of, like regular meals we eat today, usually they start with a moitzi, with a piece of bread, like real bread, flour and water, that's what I call real bread. And then you eat whatever you have to eat, whatever the owner of the house, of the party, whatever, bring you. It doesn't matter, chicken and then fish and whatever they bring you, that's fine. And usually they finish the meal with a dessert, usually. Depending on the kind of meal, it could be ice cream, could be some sweet cookies or sweet piece of cakes with chocolate or with this or that, etc. Or fruits, like regular fruits, an apple, an orange, and so on. For that end of the meal, you do say a bracha before eating that. You say a bracha before eating the apple, before eating the orange, or before eating the cake, or before eating the ice cream. You make a bracha. You make a blessing, depending on what you're eating, what the blessing is. Because technically speaking, that's not part of the meal. Again, we define a meal to fill your belly. You're not eating ice cream to fill your belly. Come on. No, you eat ice cream because you like it. Eat all the ice cream you want, but it is not called part of the meal. No. And then you just make a blessing after the whole meal. For Jews, you would make 4 blessings and Birchas Hamazon and so on. And for non-Jews, Boed Nefashos Rabbos, it's very good, very fine, and you finish your meal. And that's it. That's the regular, at least that I know, meals that people eat nowadays.